So let's look at this study showing Canada has among the highest salt content in prepared foods. What did you find when you looked at it?
Well, I've been listening to the comments and your comments, Stephen. It's no surprise. I mean, this is even from grocery store products. We tend to have greater sodium levels than the United States and especially than Europe. The question that always comes to my mind is, if they can do this already in other countries, you know, saying that, you know, there's special processing that's required to reduce the salt, I don't really buy that argument. It's a matter of how much, you know, how much salt are you just dumping into the food during the processing? It's salt. It's not as if you have some sort of special magic to put salt in something. It just strikes me as a means of, you know, maybe our tastes are such that we're so used to the salt, but the point is that when you do start to reduce salt in various foods, people do get used to it. I find that having it on the menu would be very helpful. I think that, sure, they may have it available for someone who's motivated to really go and look at the research for what's in the food, but the point is that they already have that information, Steve. It's not as if they have to recreate the menu. They already have it. It's no big stretch, given how often they change the front panels anyway to include the information regarding salt. And I also find it interesting, Steve, that, you know, although there doesn't seem to be very much excitement about this or people getting upset about it, why is it then that people get so upset when we talk about chemical compounds and the parts per billion that do nothing to our health but make these big headlines about how it might cause harm to your health when we already have a compound that we know causes harm, that we have the highest rates of cardiovascular disease in the world, that we have highest rates of high blood pressure in the world and the problems that we see therein, and yet we don't seem to get excited about that, but we get excited about the very rare things that we find in our food that really cause no harm at all.
Interesting.